Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Rob, what exactly is airfare price discrimination?
It's where you go to an online travel agent that has multiple airlines that it's offering. And the more you search, the more likely that you'll find that the price goes up. So if you specify, I must leave on the 21st, I prefer a morning flight, suddenly that you'll find that those flights that are on the day before or in the afternoon still look cheap, but the ones that you want suddenly look more expensive than the rest. And it's essentially because you've told the site by your searching, that's what I really want, and you might be prepared to pay a premium for it.
Now, is there a certain demographic of people who are most vulnerable to this airfare price discrimination?
I think it's the usual thing. Firstly, it's people who are time poor. So I just go need to book a flight. I'll search for it. I'll have a quick look around. That's a bit more expensive than I thought. But also people who are perhaps not as technologically aware, don't clear their browsing history very regularly. And those two things in combination are why you end up paying much more than the person sitting next to you on a flight.
Well, what kind of factors does this so-called invisible hand take into account to determine the prices to give different individuals?
Okay, so it actually looks at, firstly, what browser are you using? So are you using Safari on an iPhone or Chrome on an old PC? What history have you got with that site? Have you gone back day after day looking for a better price for the same flight? Those things that are stored in what are called cookies on your computer are used by the website to have a look at and see what pricing should you get. So if you can make yourself look, have a lower profile with that website by removing your browsing history, getting rid of your cookies, then you stand a better chance of being offered a better airfare.
Is this price discrimination even legal here in Australia?
It is, and it has been forever. In many countries, price discrimination is legal. If you 150 years ago, if you walked into a shop, you would find that there were no prices on anything. The merchant would look you up and down and decide what you probably could afford to pay. And if you said, oh, that's far too much, you'd start a haggling over the price. So price discrimination is very old, but it's just much more efficient in an online world where you have provided a lot of history to say how much you might be willing to pay. So price discrimination basically charges you the price that you're just willing to pay, which may be much more than the person sitting next to you who's got a lower willingness to pay.
Well, this does seem like a bit of a technical trick. Is there other, like, are there other areas of, like, commercialism that they use this price discrimination technique on?
Well, in some similar travel areas, the answer is yes. But other people, other retail platform operators have said, in their policy, we do not use price discrimination, and then use that as a selling feature. You will get the same price as everybody else. So some online retailers and some online flight price comparison websites make a promise that they won't do it in order for that to be a feature of their website.
Right. Well, Rob, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's been great talking to you, Nathaniel.